443 to 429 BC. Pericles, Lesson 80. This lesson is on a Greek man named Pericles. I really like this guy. Historians say that he was a great speaker. It's not easy to communicate well, but Pericles was a master at it. Though he was not a king, Pericles was so loved by the people of Athens that he was treated like royalty. Pericles lived during the golden age of Athens. Remember how great that time was for Greece? Pericles was the strongest politician or statesman during this time period. Athens was only one city-state in Greece, but it was the most significant. It was there, under Pericles and others, that direct democracy was tried for about 50 years. In this type of democracy, citizens vote for their leaders and have a direct say in government affairs. The word democracy comes from the Greek word demos, meaning people, and kratos, meaning rule. The people themselves tried to rule. A republic, on the other hand, as was Rome, is a representative government. People in a republic vote for special men or women to represent them in making decisions. Both systems give people the right to vote. As a politician, Pericles was successful in allowing even the poor the right to serve in the government. He also started the idea of paying salaries to people who work in the government. At that time in Athens, there were 9 archons who had ceremonial duties, and there were 10 strategoi who were elected as military commanders. Pericles himself was just one of those strategos, but he was so popular that he was looked to as greater than that. Under Pericles, the Acropolis of Athens was restored. If you remember, the Persians under Xerxes' command had invaded Athens and burned the buildings on the Acropolis. Pericles helped to put the Parthenon and other significant buildings back together. Pericles was gifted at creating strong patriotism among the Athenians. His strong speeches made the people glad to be who they were. In one famous oration at a funeral for soldiers, he is quoted as saying, "I would have you day by day fix your eyes upon the greatness of Athens, until you become filled with the love of her. And when you are impressed by the spectacles of her glory, reflect that this empire has been acquired by men who knew their duty and had the courage to do it, who freely gave their lives to her as the fairest offering which they could present at her feet."